This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
It was certainly encouraging to see stronger import volumes into China in June. Data was released last week, so a pretty fresh take on total Chinese purchases through the first half of the year. Maybe surprisingly, it was not driven by whole milk and skim milk powder like we would usually see. Instead, it was other products, some finished goods like cheese and butter, and also dry whey that saw strong volumes moving into China in June and in the first half of the year. The U.S. has been the recipient of some of this increased purchasing, especially on whey. I guess we just hope that this demand from China and other countries continues.
Will the U.S. remain competitive on the world market, do you think, in the near term?
I think we've got a pretty good chance. The U.S. dollar doing some interesting things, making our products fairly competitive.
Lucas Fees with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.